If you didn't have to work to earn money, how would you spend your time? Well, I recently met a man in Sydney who found himself in that position, quit his job, and committed to something you probably wouldn't expect.
Do you know what? I work harder now doing this than I used to work as an English teacher. The only difference is I don't get paid to do this, and I'm happy not to get paid to do this. The pleasure of doing it is the reward, I suppose, yeah.
What have you got here?
These are some of the items I find every day on the beach. So starting with tennis balls, absolutely toxic. Some days I'll pull 30 of these out of the out of Sydney Harbour in one day. Tyler's crosses. Some days I'll find 30 or 40 of these on the beach.
He's knee-deep in water, with an eagle eye for plastic.
This one here, this is expandable glue every single day. Big pieces.
You'll find 55-year-old Andy Orr on beaches like this around Sydney Harbour most days of the week.
This is my second home. I spend 20 hours a week on these beaches and other Sydney Harbour beaches every week. I know the harbour like the back of my hand. So there is nobody who takes plastic out of the water. Apart from myself, I'm the only one that I know of. I'll stand in the water, I'll get 3,000 pieces of plastic in 1 hour, if there's a westerly wind blowing.
Andy started his plight against plastic about a decade ago, in his spare time.
I was here about 10 years ago with my wife, just going for a walk, and I was appalled by the amount of plastic on the beach and in the water as well, a swamp of plastic in the water. And I thought, someone's got to do something about this.
So he did. Finding time between his job as a teacher, Andy would be at the beach picking up plastic.
Soy fish every day. Lids every single day.
Then 2 years ago came a change in circumstance.
I inherited a lot of money. Well, for me, it's a lot of money. Possibly for the people who live around here, it's not such a huge amount of money, but I don't need to work again. I don't need to do paid employment ever again. And that's why I'm down here. I mean, before I inherited any money, I was down here picking up plastic. When I wasn't teaching English, I was down here every available hour. But now I can afford to do this full time down here on these beaches, but also in Glebe. I go to Haberfield, Mossman, a lot of beaches which people haven't heard of, but they're covered in plastic. So.
And how does it make you feel to be doing this?
I love it. I absolutely love it. So I do feel that I'm making a difference, not just to Sydney, to Australia, to the world. A lot of plastic drifts out of Sydney Harbour and goes to Antarctica, New Zealand, Asia, Europe. It goes everywhere. So it's my gift to the planet. And that's, it's not very often you have an opportunity to give a gift to the whole population of the world. So, that's part of the reason I love doing it.
He's even got a nickname.
When I'm on the beach picking up plastic, I don't listen to music. I don't look at my phone, and I just think about life. I think about everything, and I came up with a nickname for myself, the Gosh, G-O-S-H, which stands for Guardian of Sydney Harbour. If anyone ever wants to call me the Gosh, then great, but at the moment it's just me who calls myself the Gosh.
We'll see if we can get it going.
Okay, yeah. Right, yeah.
Interestingly, the Gosh doesn't have social media, so his efforts have gone largely unnoticed, except for the odd curious beachgoer.
When I was younger, people used to say, oh, we've only got one planet, and I just used to think, rah, 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 yeah, one planet, whatever, But I realise now there is only one planet for us, and, all these small pieces of plastic that I find on the beach, people think it doesn't make a difference, but when I find, 400, 500 small pieces of plastic on a very short beach like this just in 1 hour, then I'd like to show people that it does make a difference, each tiny bit of plastic that you throw away.
So how long will this last?
I'll do this until I can't walk anymore.
But then again.
And at that point, I've decided I'm actually going to buy a boat. I might even buy a boat soonish, drop the anchor and then just pick up plastic and then take my boat to the next beach. Yeah, so that's what I'll do.